Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, you may have heard a story about the United States launching cyber attacks on Iran. And I was a little surprised yesterday that there was a story on a newspaper that I follow that's, you know, the Washington Diplomats, the diplomatic community. You remember for a few years there, I did political and public relations overseas. So I was interacting a lot with that community. And it was always distressing to me how they, you know, not to be completely negative, but a lot of them didn't see the United States, or, you know, they weren't big fans. And so there was always this reflexive defense of those who are hostile to us and defending Iran. Well, the U.S. has now launched cyber attacks on Iran, and Brad Garrett is our ABC News crime and terrorism analyst. And Brad, I'm looking to you to explain what has happened here. What has the United States actually done, and is this a unique situation?
Okay, so what the U.S. Military Cyber Command has basically, or did, penetrate the computer systems of Iran that controlled, for example, their ability to monitor ships, because as you well know, they have seized a number of oil tankers in recent months.
Right.
So basically, we went in and destroyed, at least temporarily, their ability to do that. I think this was also retaliation for shooting down one of our drones.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, most people, John, would say this was like a measured response. In other words, we didn't do something huge, but we did something significant to send the message that you just can't do these things because there's a price to pay if you do them.
Is this unusual? We don't hear about it a lot.
No. I mean, think about, you know, it's one thing to go blow something up or send jets into location X. But when you do it from a cyber standpoint, which is, it happens regularly. We never hear about it because it's all classified and, you know, the government has done X or Y. But think about this every day. I mean, there are literally thousands of people, both in the military and the civilian world, NSA, FBI, et cetera, that, you know, their job is to try to figure out how to get into other people's systems. Because let's face it, they're doing the same thing to us. There's a belief that you know, the penetration of our electric grid has really already occurred, that nobody's going to take action, in other words, an adversary, until things really would get bad. But it's those type of things, because think across the board what you could shut down with a computer. It's almost everything we do, from medical records to flying planes to so. Cyber attacks, obviously, are much more potentially damaging and dangerous than maybe physical attacks.
So the Pentagon makes this announcement in order to send a very clear message, not just to Iran, but to everybody else around the world. Hey, we're not going to tolerate this type of behavior, and we're prepared to publicly hold you accountable.
Well, yeah, and I'm not sure. I haven't read anything that the government has actually acknowledged that they did this officially, but it's been reported that they have, and it's obvious that things have stopped. Now, of course, the big problem, John, is that when you launch these attacks, you then also expose how you got into their system,
mm-hmm.
which then is troubling if you want to collect further intelligence. So there's a price to pay to also use these tools.
Do you think there'll be blowback from Iran, or will they kind of take this scolding and sit tight for a little while?
Oh, I know. I think that they're probably trying to figure out some cyber way right now to do something to us or one of our allies. So, because they, you know, they're pretty good at this, and they've spent a lot of money on it, just like the Chinese and the Russians have. And so, do I think that something else will pop up? Of course, it will, because that's sort of the playing field we are on now.
Yeah, and they have no intention of backing down. But it was kind of impressive, Brad, I thought, that President Trump didn't choose to go kill a lot of people. And if the narrative is accurate, and I don't know if it is, but if the narrative that came out was accurate, he decided that killing, 121 people was the estimate of how many people would die. He said, that's just not, I'm not going to do that. And that was surprising to me. Yeah. But, yeah.
Right. And I think he saw that it made a bigger impact to do what we ultimately did.
Yeah. It's restraint on his part, but you can't let it go unanswered. Brad Garrett, our ABC News crime and terrorism analyst. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.